Moose Cree First Nation. Lack of federal funding is putting people's health at risk, says Moose Cree First Nation Chief Peter Wesley. Because money was not allocated in the 2024 federal budget to construct new healthcare facilities in Moosewanee and Moose Factory in northern Ontario, Wesley is calling on the government to commit to the Winnebago Area Health Authority, WAHA, projects. It not being laid out in detail in the budget is kind of concerning and alarming, said Wesley. Redeveloping the WAHA services in the remote communities has been in the works for years. The project includes building a new hospital, elder care lodge, visitor hostel and staff accommodations in Moosewanee, and a new ambulatory care center on Moose Factory Island. The existing hospital is nearly 75 years old. Located on Moose Factory Island, it serves as a regional hospital for the James Bay coastal area. Site servicing has started for the redevelopment project. With no word on federal funding, delays are expected. Our construction season is quite short, so any delays if there is work to be done that would have to happen in winter would increase the cost, said Wesley. Wesley said the lack of a safe environment for healthcare workers and patients can't go on as it has been. It's reached the end of its useful life, and it needs to be replaced. You can't put patches on it anymore, it just doesn't work, he said. We were there not too long ago, and it just happened to be raining that day, and it was leaking pretty well all over the place. Wesley, along with representatives from Mushkegowuk Council and Anishinaabe Aski Nation, NAN, have sent letters to the federal government, calling on them to confirm the funding for the WAHA project. The provincial government has committed $1.36 billion to the project. The federal government committed to fund 45% of the project. We understood that the funding was there, that everything was okay, and the project was moving along, he said. And then I was asked to be part of a call on April 30th, and we were told money's not there. In another setting, Wesley believes the building would be closed for health and safety standards not being met. It's not only a concern for the patients, but for the healthcare workers themselves, he said. WAHA President and CEO Lynn Innes is furthering the push for funding tomorrow, May 27, in Ottawa. She's hosting a news conference to insist the federal government return to the negotiation table. Innes is expected to be joined by Assembly of First Nations Chief Cindy Woodhouse Nepinak, Chiefs of Ontario Regional Chief Glenn Hare, NAN Grand Chief Alvin Fiddler, and Mushkegowuk Council Grand Chief Leo Friday. The press conference will be live-streamed on Facebook. They've gone quiet on us, said Wesley. This is our treaty partners. Where are you, Canada? What's going on? Say something. Talk to us.